Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Ooh, yeah.
Jesus is more.
Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. A shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well, you ought to try Jesus. Said it's just a prayer away. See, he can make your burdens light. Turn your midnight in the day,
yeah.
He's so much more than a healer. When you're feeling kind of down, that is more than able. I know, I know he can turn your life around. Yeah, yeah, yeah. With more, only Jesus,
only
Jesus,
more than a miracle,
change my
life.
Don't you know He made me right? Now I can do all things.
Jesus Christ, I love You.
Whatever you may go through in life, you can make it if you try. Remember, the power's not in you, but it's all in Jesus Christ. He can fight your every battle, oh Lord. He can win the fight. Just call Him when you need a friend. Be His all in all the night. Oh, there ain't no secret when my God can do.
Everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on this fantastic Friday. Our morning of inspiration is a ministry sponsored by the Central Church of Christ, located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On this fantastic Friday, Brother Bryant Tansel will be presenting our words of encouragement. His topic is the boiling point. We ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle. Hope you're having a great day. I know it's off to a good start. You're doing good things, getting the kids ready, and they are looking at you and smiling back as they walk away from you, headed to school. Thank you for everything you do to kick off our program every single day of every week. And thank you to our audience for listening. I'm Brother Bryant Tansel. Our topic today is the boiling point. And what we're going to be speaking about is anger in particular. In Ephesians 4 and 26, it says, be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. You know, anger, sometimes it leads to an immediate reaction. Sometimes it's a slow boil over time. Sometimes it's a ping pong ball going back and forth in our brain. Anger should lead us to prayer, to a song that's in our heart, a scripture. We have to have outlets, positive affirmations, go for a walk. The area of the brain that's involved in anger is called the amygdala, and it helps coordinate responses to things in your environment, especially those that trigger an emotional response. And this structure of our brain plays a very important role in fear and anger. So what happens when you get angry? Understanding the brain just a little bit here as we kick off our call. Your brain is the center of your logic and emotions. It's this amygdala that we have is the part of the brain that processes fear, triggers anger, motivates us to act. It alerts us to danger and activates the fight or flight response. Our angry brain, we all know on a deep gut level what anger feels like. It can be gradual, sudden tide of emotion, sensation which seems to invade every cell in our body. Our breathing increases. We sweat. Our faces flush. Our eyes can lose focus. The whole body springs into action when we have anger, such as our heart rate, blood pressure. All these responses are triggered by anger. It stems from the most ancient and primitive parts of our brain. Red lights, yellow lights, green lights. The concept of the stoplight was developed by Garrett Morgan, an African-American. And on November the 20th, 1923, he was granted a patent. He was 46 years old. He was a newspaper man for this three-position traffic signal. Morgan's was not the first traffic signal. It was an important innovation, but nonetheless, by having a third position besides just stop and go, it regulated crossing vehicles more safely than earlier signals had. Red, anger. Yellow, a warm light. Green, move forward. How do we control our emotions? In Proverbs 15 and 18, it tells us, a wrathful man stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife. Maybe we are angry because someone cut us off driving down the street. Maybe there's something that happened to us years ago that we can't let go of, causes us to have that slow anger we talked about earlier, just that slow boil over time where we belittle people around us, talk down to them. They can't do anything right. It comes out in many ways. Anger doesn't always lead to that aggressive action of, you know, shooting or killing somebody immediately. We see so many sinners committing that crime every day if you just turn on the television. But when we look over Philippians 4 and 7, it says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So you don't understand God. We don't understand God. You can't understand it. The peace of God passeth all understanding. Luke 6 and 37 says, judge not and you'll be judged. Condemn not and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Easy to say, but hard to do. It takes effort. It takes commitment. It takes faith. In Jeremiah 17, 9 through 10, it says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Verse 10 says, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. You know, we can always back away from anger if there's something that has us in our sunny, sweet disposition and we're at a green light and something is maybe bugging us or someone said something mean to us, we move to yellow. And to tap back from that red, we have to have some tools on board to do that. And if you're the person that's causing that anger, you need to have some tools to do that. You need to move back from that red anger to the yellow and stay at the green. Never let yourself get to the boiling point. You got to have a good verse on your hands, and there's many in the Bible. And sometimes we think so fast, we just react. Stop reacting. Start thinking. Psalms 23, 1 through 6, the Lord is my shepherd. You guys know the verse, the confirmation. Why not repeat it to yourself once you get to the yellow point? Why don't you think of a good verse that's going to move you back down the green? Look at the humor in the situation. Look at it from a 30,000-foot view and stop looking at it from being in the middle of the forest. John, 3 John 1 and 2 says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Now imagine if you were yellow and a situation presented itself in front of you and you said that verse in your mind. Sometimes you might not be able to say it if you're at work, but you can say, I hope all things that you're looking for, you get it. You achieve it. But in my mind, I know I'm not going to let that person steal my joy today. John 8 and 32 says, and he shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So if there's any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, count others more significant than yourselves. We learned that in Philippians 2, 1 through 30. It's a summation there. Psalms 1, 1 through 3, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law, he meditates day and night. So how do you meditate day and night? You have to let go of yourself and meditate day and night. It doesn't just happen by happenstance. Meditate day and night. So John 4, 1 through 21. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they're from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. So how do we not become a false prophet when we let our anger go out into the world, when we let it go to people in our homes, our communities, our churches, where we live, where we are just trying to get to another day in this world? Test the spirit. First, you have to test your spirit. Where is your spirit today? Has it reached the boiling point? How do you back away from it? How do you make that red light yellow? How do you move it to green? You've got to have outlets. And if this causes us to examine ourselves, that's our goal and our mission today. We have to control our emotions. James 1, 19 through 21 tells us, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of a man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive the meekness of the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. If we relieve that, we will be more conscious about our emotions and how to control them and not let things get us to anger. like a balloon that continues to get too much air, and eventually you were the one controlling how much air went in that balloon, and eventually that balloon will pop if it has too much air in it. So stop blowing that anger into that balloon. Blow some joy, blow some happiness, some creativity. Give good flowers to other people each day as you're talking to them, as you're trying to motivate them. Don't let people steal your thunder. You were put on this earth for a reason, and when you get to a level of leadership and a position, you'll see all sorts of things from all sorts of people. It's a different viewpoint, almost like you climbed up the mountain to another level, and people are asking you for advice. People are depending on you. Some people are not doing what they should be doing. They're trying to hold the entire group back from climbing to the top of the mountain and achieving the goal. But you are the leader. You're going to have weak people. You're going to have people that need to motivate them a little bit more. Sometimes all you have is words, right? You don't have a rod and a staff to motivate them. So in your mind, you're thinking about the boiling point, but don't ever reach it. So in closing today, we talked about the boiling point, the word anger, and how it consumes us, causes us to talk down to one another. We're looking at what the Joneses have and what we haven't accumulated. Don't steal the joy, the sun, the hope, and desires of other people. The day they pictured in their mind might be an awesome day. Don't steal their joy. So that's our message today. Find the joy, find our Lord and Savior, and say, today, I will be more like him today, and then make it happen. With that, we'll have a word of prayer. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for all the lovely people on this call. Thank you for the families represented and the churches represented and our ministers who put our messages together to help us stay in the right frame of mind, help us move from red to yellow to green, because we can do that. We're in control of that, Lord. Let us accept that responsibility and make this an awesome day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.